Zok the Mishnah Vayitra Masechta Seirvin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that Rechava, our beam in front of the Mavli on top, the cross beam, has to be wide enough. Rechava has to be wide enough, Kedei Lekabel Ariach, in order to be able to hold an Ariach. Now, how wide it is really is only one part of the Cheshbon. Suppose you took a beam made out of paper, and it was very wide. Wide enough to hold a beam, but it's not going to hold a beam because it's not strong enough. So therefore, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says, well, Rechava, it has to be wide enough, the Lekabel Ariach, to be able to put the Ariach on it. And as we've explained in the previous Mishnah, that means it has to be at least a wider Tefach, so that the Ariach, which is a Tefach and a half wide, it only protrudes a little bit on both sides. But a Vriya, it also has to be strong enough, Kedei Lekabel Ariach, to be able to hold up the brick. Actually, the way many understand this, it has to be strong enough to support the whole row of bricks along the entire length. Well, that's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechava, it has to be wide. Wide enough to be able to put the bricks on top, even though it's not necessarily strong enough. However, the Halacha is, says the Batanura, that it has to be strong enough as well. You don't have to mamish put bricks on top, but it has to be strong enough as well. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? It has to be wide enough to be able to put the Ariach on top. Tanakam holds it also has to be strong enough. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be strong enough as long as it's wide enough. And once again, what's called wide enough? Wide a tefach. And that's going to hold the brick on top, which is actually a tefach and a half, but it only protrudes a quarter of a tefach on both sides. The Batrura also says he used to smear it in with cement to keep it in place.